Hello, we are starting with Chapter 3, Employee Engagement. Let's see what's the learning objectives in front of us. So in the next one and a half hour, we're going to focus on the concept of employee engagement and its different dimensions, the significance of employee engagement, what are the key factors that drive the engagement in an organization, and the related strategies. Guidelines to follow while designing employee engagement initiatives. What are the certain protocols that you will follow? The impact employee engagement has on business performance. The need and the methods of measuring employee engagement and critical elements of virtual team engagement. So these are the learning objectives in front of us, which we are supposed to achieve post completion of the session. So what is employee engagement? What is the first thing that comes to your mind? So when it comes to employee engagement, it's a very, very emotional element. It's a connection which an employee feels towards his organization. This influences his behavior, her behavior, and level of effort in work-related activities. Now, what is it that I'm connected to with my organization because of which I'm motivated enough to put my best foot forward? So hence, it is a very, very emotional connect. It's a very, very emotional connection that you built over a period of time with your organization. Okay, it is quickly becoming one of the most important indicators in gauging work satisfaction. So a lot of organizations, a lot of surveys are linking work satisfaction with the engaged employees. All the employees are actually, in today's date, want to be involved. Everybody wants to know what is happening. Nobody wants to just go and perform their job and comes back. They want to know what's happening. They want to know what is the strategy of the organization. Where are we doing well? Where are we not doing well? Where is it that there's a scope for improvement? Where is it that we can make a difference? So everybody wants to know that. Okay, so everybody is enthusiastic about the organization they work for, and they're committed to their fellow workers and their colleagues. So despite employee engagement has been viewed positively by most organizations, the majority of the employees are unfortunately disengaged while at work. Okay, so there are a lot of surveys, there are a lot of, you know, activities, or there are a lot of tests which have been administered by different, now there are tools which are org-wide, which are implemented in organizations. There are some small vendors who, collect some, perform some survey using some test. There are various, you know, known, unknown, big, small tools available to ascertain employee engagement scores for every organization. Company leaders need to start viewing employee engagement as a strategic business objective. Otherwise, it will not happen. If you completely think that it's just an employee engagement means just another activity, it's not going to work really. So higher the levels of productivity you will see improved quality of work as well. So it is directly related, your performance and your productivity of an organization is directly related to the engagement level of the employees. Now, there was a survey, and Gallup is known to be the topmost surveyors when it comes to employee engagement or the resource engagement. There is no complete information about when the term engagement started, actually. We don't have exact date for it, but it was first used in work, and it is known as the Gallup, that the Gallup organization is responsible for coining the term. You know, the Gallup had coined the term engagement for employees in the year 1990s. So the Gallup Q12 survey says that companies on the top quartile in engagement are actually provides better productivity, better results. Can you see this? So 22% higher profitability, 21% higher productivity, 48% fewer safety incidents, 37% it shows less absenteeism and employee turnover on an average. So these are some of the surveys that Gallup has. These are some of the metrics that Gallup has surveyed and actually done it across organizations. And Gallup employee engagement survey is supposed to be by far one of the leading tools that are being used by maximum of the large organizations. Now, evolution of employee engagement, how did it evolve actually? So in the 21st century, organizations were found to be suddenly very, very interested in engagement. Okay, it was not given so much of importance earlier, and suddenly, 21st century organizations became very, very enthusiastic and gung-ho about it. According to Dave Ulrich, firstly, the organization's human capital became increasingly important because more has to be done within fewer people. You have less people to do more jobs, lot of work. Okay, people matter more than they did in the past, because gone are those days when we will have a plethora of people and budgets to accommodate a large number of employees. We will not have. So those luxuries are gone. So hence, Ulrich says that organizations' human capital became very, very important. Thus, companies became increasingly interested in engaging the employees that they have. Okay, so rather than having, hiring, rehiring, and then retraining, and then again losing them, once they are ready, they again will lose them, and again rehiring. All of that, instead of all of that, they prefer to engage the current employees that they have, the current teams that they have, because it's the cost of hiring, the cost of training, cost of retention is much lower than all the other activities. The companies became increasingly interested in engagement at a time of such substantial changes in the world of work. What is the definition of employee engagement? The greater an employee's engagement, the more likely he or she is to go that extra mile and deliver excellence on the job performance. It's very, very clear articulation of engagement. So it does not only say that you're engaged, you're hee hee ha ha, you're doing everybody, you're talking to everybody, you're very approachable. It does not talk of that. It talks about that if you are engaged enough, if an employee is engaged enough in an organization, he is ready to go that extra mile without even having a second thought in mind and provide excellence there. Right? And his job performance is definitely going to be exemplary. Engaged employees may be more likely to commit to staying with their current organizations as compared to the unengaged employee. A global software company has found that highly engaged employees are more likely to be high performers. They say it's directly proportional. If the employee is highly engaged, he will definitely be more productive, and less engaged employees will definitely produce much lower than the highly engaged ones. And the engaged employees are far likely to be voluntary to leave the company on their own, unless and until company is going through some changes and some volatility. Else, if the employee is engaged, he will definitely commit to the organization for a longer duration. Another definition: employee engagement is personified by the passion and the energy employees have to give their best to the organization to serve the customer. So you can see the end result is this. So the employees are highly engaged and passionate enough to be able to provide the best foot forward to provide and satisfy the end user. It is all about the willingness and the ability of employees to give sustained discretionary effort to help their organization succeed. This is what Sarah Cook said in 2008. You can see this. You can see that pyramid here. Growth, teamwork. So you can see this basic. So it's just like how the Maslow's hierarchy, I'm sure all of you are aware of it. Basic needs. What do I get here while I work here? Management support. How do I give? Okay, what do I... So if I have to give back to the organization, do I have the enough requisite support? Do I belong? Do I belong to the team? Am I getting included enough? I'm still be considered as an outsider? How do I grow? How can we grow together? Okay, so these are the... So just like this is the how the pyramid works here. It talks about the basic needs. What kind of support do I get? How do I belong in the team? And how do I grow? The significance of engagement is that it is at the heart of the employment relationship. As I mentioned in the beginning itself, that employee engagement is very, very emotional. It's very, very critical to an employee to understand what is it that I'm connected to that I should put my best foot forward for. Owing to its overwhelming contribution to increased business performance, great significance has been tacked to the employee engagement by senior leadership across organizations. Okay, so overwhelming, people have received, organizations have received overwhelming contribution to, by the employed, the highly engaged employees. Hence, a lot of tags have been created, given to the engagement, employee engagement by the senior leadership across the organization. So they have vouched for it, and they said they've done a lot of tagging. They're saying that highly engaged employees means higher productivity, higher retention, all of that. Okay, so there's a lot of response that they have received positively for engaged employees. Human resources have become the main source of competitive edge now. Two or three decades back, an organization's market value largely came from its tangible assets. We all are aware of that. We used to directly link our, the market value on the assets, on the physical capital, assets that we have, and a small percentage from its intangible assets. We all know products can easily be imitated by people. It can be cloned. Today, even human beings are being cloned. Only behavior can't be, right? And a technological edge lasts no longer. Every now and then, we have a technological disruption. But the quality of an organization's talent, behavior, quality, okay, each uniqueness of each talent, its passion and commitment can never be replicated. So hence, the human resource has become the staff, the people resource, the human resource have become so important for an organization's market value. So hence, human resources has become the main source of competitive edge, that this is where we can make a difference from the other brand or other competition. The tussle for talent and its retention. This is an ongoing process. We have discussed this in the previous chapters, as well as now again I'm reframing the sentence that in the knowledge hungry environment, it is always a dearth of skill sets or knowledge. It is a growing challenge for every organization to identify the right hire with the appropriate skills and knowledge. As I mentioned to you, there is no best talent available. It is about appropriate talent, finding the appropriate talent for the right skill, which can utilize the right skill on the right with the right knowledge and right environment. Organizations have realized that enormous financial cost of attrition and retraining, and increasingly looking at employee engagement as an imperative to address both these challenges. They have realized, as we spoke about just a while ago, that the cost of hiring, rehiring, training, retraining is so expensive. It's so high, on the trend. So hence, people are relooking at the whole concept, saying that, it's far more better to improve the shared value belief amongst the employees and also the employee engagement. And let's take it as a business challenge. Let's take it as a business imperative for the organization. So that's how it has happened. And this is very, very recent development. What makes employee engagement significant for organizations now? It is a popular appeal. The first thing is that it's very, very popular. As compared to the complexities of implementing business process re-engineering, you have Six Sigmas, then you have process improvement, different tools, design thinking. Employee engagement initiatives are far simpler to implement and exercise. So hence they said that it is much popular. You bring in much more positivity. You build positive psychology amongst the teams of people that are there in the organization compared to, robust business process that you would implement. So rather focus on, straight away get on to the employee engagement practices so that we get, faster returns and faster results. And even though it's popular and all of that, but it requires a lot of patience. Okay, so hence appealing to both organization and the employees, it is viewed as achieving hard stuff by focusing on the soft stuff. Okay, so this is very, very clear here that you are focusing on vision or your tangible result is much more bigger in terms of when you talk about the achievement compared to what you have, you have to start with. You'll have to start with very, very basic. Sometimes you may just get bogged down saying that is this something that we need to reinstate? It's isn't it given? Something like that, you know, will be turned around by people, by leaders. But this is how it is. You know, you might have to start very, very small and very, very soft stuff to be able to achieve those, crack those hard stuff. It is equated to positive psychology, which we have been talking about since last two chapters, which is about creating passion and focusing on what people do well, their development and recognition, which are the avenues that people does well. What are the some of the phases where the employees engagement has been built very, very well. Okay, so and where is it that we can create, we get more positive psychology built around it, and more and more people joins and shared vision occurs. It can also, it is significant because it also creates an overwhelming impact. Lots of researches have been done across the industries, and it has proven that employee engagement positively impacts the business performance. The higher the engagement, the higher is the business result. This is very clear, very clearly articulated everywhere, that business is directly proportional to engagement of employees. Owing to the lack of convincing evidence on value of HR initiatives, that which initiative works best, which doesn't, and which moderate, all that, we do not have a convincing evidence for it. But if HR professionals strive to prove that their activities and investments are both efficient and positively influential to business strategy, we still are at the struggling stage, but that's okay. HR professionals still tries to make their point across, saying that, you know, these are some of the initiatives that really did well. We still have to go through those proving points in business meetings, but be it, that's fine. But it's slowly becoming an agenda which has been taken as a business imperative. So which is what is the good thing? Employee engagement was an employee's involvement, commitment and satisfaction with work earlier. Huh? So it was earlier been always talked about that how involved he is in the job, how satisfied is he, how committed is he, likely to quit the job just because he gets another 5,000 rupees more, or is it that he's going to continue with his commitment? It is part of employee engagement is also a part of employee retention. Chartered Institute of Personal Development, CIPPT, as it's popularly known as, in its work with the Kinston Engagement Consortium, has defined employee engagement as this, okay? That being positively present during the performance of work by willingly contributing intellectual effort, experiencing positive emotions and meaningful connections to others. Can you see how beautiful it is? It's saying that you are being you as an employee or as a resource, being positively present during the entire term of performance of work by contributing willingly with your, whether it is in terms of your intellect, whether it is through your positive emotions, and making a meaningful connections with your association in that performance. So that's what has CIPD defined employee engagement as. This definition gives three dimensions actually to employee engagement, if you see. So it talks about three things, right? It talked about the intellect, the intellectual engagement. It talked about the affection, that your affective engagement, which is your emotional engagement. Then is your social engagement, that how well did you connect? Can you see this now? Intellectual effort. How did you connect? How did you affect your positive emotions and the connections that you have built? The social engagement. So it clearly talks about three aspects: intellect, affective, intellectual engagement, affective engagement, and your social engagement. How well have you built your relationships? Okay, so it gives a very clear three-dimensional effect of employee engagement. Now, what do you mean by each one of them? So by intellectual engagement, we mean that the degree to which people are absorbed in their work and think of ways by which performance can be improved. Okay, so this is the way, the extent that your skills are getting utilized in his work. Okay, so if at all it's not, what are the ways and means of improving it? Okay, so that's what is your intellectual engagement. You are bestowed with an immense power of knowledge, and but on the role that you're performing, you are probably utilizing only 40% of your skill sets, of the knowledge that you have. Because other 60% of your role only requires following instructions, which are not too much of analytics, or you do not work anything. It's very routine. Okay, so you have more scope to improvement. So which means you can automatize certain work and you can improve your intellectual capability there. You can utilize your intellectual capability, which is probably unused, and improve your performance thereby. Affective engagement, the degree to which people feel positive, the emotional connect that you build with your work and with the organization. The whole feeling of contentment that you get after completing your being associated with your work. Social engagement, the degree to which people speak to their colleagues, build relationships around work-related improvement, you know, talk about the changes that you can make, talk about ways and means of collaborating, ways and means of improving. All of that is your social engagement. The business climate nowadays has become very, very intricate, and competition has become tougher day by day. And organizations expect each employee to maximize their ability of whether it is to do with the productivity, the daily production, as each employee will bring with him or her the set of attitude, behavior, knowledge, skills, which can either build or transform and make the company's business culture stronger or weaker. It can either strengthen it up because of your KSA that you have, because of your knowledge, skill and attitude that you bring in, over a period of time, the company has completely gotten competitive edge and has become stronger in culture, or your hiring has become so weak, or suddenly that your culture is influencing people negatively, that your negative psychology has built over a period of time, and hence your culture of the organization is becoming weaker. So the employees seek to find fulfillment and meaning in what they do in this context. A range of engagement drivers become critical here. Okay, so a list of such drivers are being projected here. So you can see this organizational reputation, what kind of a reputation that the organization has. I remember I was associated with one of the organizations in the past, and I worked there for a very short while. I mean, just about a year, not even a year, I probably less than, about 11 months. Because of the fact that I was not aware, I did not do the research as much, and I was in the initial phases of my career, probably 5-6 years of my, maybe 8 years of my, 7 years of my career. And the company was going through a lot of, stakeholder disputes and share disputes and things like that. And the market share was in a questionable position. And the salaries were not paid on time. The debts were increasing. All of that was happening in the organization. And the reputation was really at a toss. And so when I was trying to, I was a training manager that time, and I had to go and train store to store staff. And I remember, people would be just not be interested in participating in any of these drives. Why? Because of the fact that, till it's 28th of the month or 25th of the month, the salary has still not yet hit the bank yet. And a breadwinner, how would he survive for the 2 months without a salary? So organizational reputation is a lot to do. So I became disengaged after a few of my, these kind of confrontations that I had with the teams, So when I started meeting diverse teams, I started traveling. So hence I became demographically very sound within the organization. So I started moving, traveling to the, south, west, east. So everywhere I got, one region can be wrong. All regions cannot be wrong, right? So all the regions started giving similar feedback. And there was, no matter how good interventions you do, how good incentive schemes you design for learning retention or anything, it does not work, just because of the fact that because the basics itself are not there. So hence, organizational reputation is a very big thing. So I started becoming disengaged from about fourth month onwards, and I started doing a job hunt. And another 7-8 months, I found a job which was relevant to my profile, did enough check and measures that time, and then joined. And when I joined there, I worked there for the next 5-6 years almost. So that's what becomes disengagement, one of the factors, major factors, which influences your employee engagement. your pay, the pay structure, the recognition and rewards and recognition processes. For example, you do not have any reward and recognition processes. You just get your salary, that's it. Okay, no matter what good work you do, you're not getting, either monetary or non-monetary, some recognition benefits should be there. Engaging managers, employee voice, nature of work, all of these contributes to the, employee engagement. So we discussed this. What do you mean by few of the parameters I would take you through again? Leadership is the heart of employee engagement. Only leadership can build a shared vision. Otherwise, you cannot build a contemporary, cannot build a shared vision. The shared vision will always be built from the leadership, from the top. And sense of contribution in the minds of people. You will have to keep talking about contribution. What is your productivity? If you are running a coffee outlet and you're a store manager and the customer came with 200 rupees in his hand saying that I want one cappuccino and the cappuccino costed 160 rupees, you gave the change of 40 rupees. You are only doing what you're supposed to do. You are not doing anything. There is no contribution from your side. Because the customer came with a planned purchase, if you have sold one cookie along with it, if you have sold a coffee with cream, if you would have sold a sandwich along with the coffee, probably that would have been your contribution. Okay, so hence, the leadership will have to build that contribution in the minds of the resources. Engaging managers can create engaged teams. It's very clear and very simple. If you're engaged enough, you're engaging, you're taking the team along, you'll definitely create engaging teams. And they can be big motivators for people to put their best hearts into their work. They want to contribute, especially because of their managers. Integrity, of course, you all know, a sense of trust in the minds of people for organization, that's a very big enabler. Seeking out employees' views instills a sense of ownership in their minds. This has been taken into account. What we feel matters, right? So those are your factors that influences employee engagement. Nature of work, the job satisfaction, the intrinsic motivation that you get because of the nature of work that you have. The work environment and culture. So an enabling and supportive work environment always create experiences that impacts the engagement of employees to a great extent. And how it also influences how people regard their roles and carry them out. How well are you living that role, performing that role? At the same time, you're also making sure that disseminating that in such a fashion that the culture, it is actually contributing to the culture. You're making it so collaborative. You're approaching with everyone so well. You're actually dealing with the entire ownership has been built around your role. Okay, so that's what, and your supportive environment will always manifest to the enjoyment of the role, performing the role and also contribute to the environment and building your culture. And it will also enhance the support. If your environment is supportive enough, you're able to get relevant collaboration, relevant support that you're looking at for your role. You will always have if proper attention is being paid to achieving a satisfactory work-life balance, emotional demands are low, attention is paid towards healthy and safe working practices, job security is there, personal growth needs are taken into consideration. So this will all manifest towards the work environment and the culture. What are the opportunities for learning and development? So any opportunity to learn and develop oneself is very satisfying, isn't it? Don't you think the moment we get an opportunity to learn and improve our skill sets, we feel really good about it. And if our organization is supporting that, nothing like it, right? So it is, and it acts as a very strong intrinsic motivation factor. Nobody's watching whether you got enrolled to a particular course and you are completing that. Nobody's watching you, but you're intrinsically motivated enough and you're doing that for yourself and for your role. Okay, continuous learning and development opportunities carries immense value in the minds of people. because it satisfied their need to grow, reflect on important principle, treat people right for both organizations and people. So they will help you to live the whole concept of treat the people right. Treat the way you want to be treated. Okay, so that's how continuous learning and development opportunity carries value and contributes to a great extent towards driving employee engagement. Thank you so much.